The economy holds out hope for a better jobs picture, while Wall Street...
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're fresh off President Obama signing into law a compromise deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling. After weeks and weeks of watching a deadline to possible default, when the deal was done, there were a lot of folks in Washington thinking Wall Street would take note, in a good way. But it didn't happen Monday after the deal was announced. It didn't happen yesterday when the deal was approved. And it's not happening right now. Markets are lower right now. Again, the Dow is off about two-thirds of a percent now. More than 68 points at 11,773. The S&P and NASDAQ are each down as well. Service firms in the U.S., which make up about 90% of the workforce, experienced their weakest growth in 17 months in July. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management. Clorox reported this morning its profit fell in the last 3 months. International sales there were flat. A couple of jobs reports are out today that are sending mixed signals about what we can expect Friday from the big July employment report from the Labor Department. Payroll company ADP said today private employers added 114,000 jobs, beating forecasts by 20,000. But that report was overshadowed by some more worrisome news out this morning. And Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us now to talk about the not-so-good stuff. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
So what's the bad news then?
See, I always get stuck with the bad news, right? Well, we learned this morning that job layoffs are at a 16-month high. And that's a report from the job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. The firm's CEO, John Challenger, says that while the first 3 months of the year saw good jobs numbers, this now marks 3 months of pretty meager job growth.
We may be just in another part of that pattern, but there are increasing concerns that maybe the economy is slowing down and headed towards recession.
Now, he said it, not me, but the specter of another recession is looming, right? I mean, how worried should we be?
Well, I called Jan Randolph. He's director of global risk assessment for IHS Global Insight, and he's not predicting a recession yet. And here's why. Steady job growth is really the last thing you'd expect to happen immediately after a recession. First, we should see other signs of economic life, like companies ordering more stuff and people buying more. But here's more bad news.
We're simply not seeing that yet. U.S. corporates, as well as European corporates, are sitting on an awful lot of cash, but they don't really want to invest.
So Randolph calls this decidedly not a recession, more like an anemic limbo.
Nice place to be. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And of course, there are a lot of layoffs going on these days in the banking sector, especially in Europe. HSBC, Barclays, and others have all announced job cuts in the last week or two by the tens of thousands. Yeah, the economy is struggling, but why does the financial sector seem to be the industry feeling the most pain? One word floating around? Regulations. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Call it an aftershock or a delayed reaction. Many banks are still suffering from the crash of 2008. They're suffering in two ways. The battered economies of the US and Europe are flagging, so bank revenues there are wilting. And then there's the regulatory backlash. After the earlier lending excesses, banks are now required to hold more cash in reserve, and that makes them less profitable. Peter Tarl Larsen of Breaking Views.
Banks are being squeezed from both sides. The amount of capital they're holding is going up, and the amount of business that they're doing is going down, and that is depressing their returns. One of the ways in which you improve your returns is by cutting costs, and that means paying people less and ultimately firing them.
HSBC alone has unveiled a further 25,000 job losses this week, but the bank has benefited from diversification. It's seen double-digit growth in Asia and Latin America. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com, and by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet, Reputation.com.
We told you about the number of planned layoffs rising big time in July. There's another economic report out, a barometer, if you will, from the Agriculture Department this week that shows a lot more people are using food stamps or those electronic assistance cards. More than 45.5 million people used that program in May, up 2.5% from the month before. Jim Weil is president of the Food Research and Action Center. He's with us now from Washington. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Can food stamps be used as sort of an indicator of the business cycle? I mean, do you think this means we're heading back into recession?
Well, food stamps certainly is an indicator of the general direction of the economy, which is why participation has gone up so much over the last 4 years. I think the month-to-month trend means less, but the long-term trend tells us a lot.
And what does the long-term trend say?
Participation really jumped up in 2008, 2009, 2010, and then it kept growing, but at a much slower pace through most of 2011, which probably tells us that the economy is still weak, unemployment's still high, wages are still flat, but things aren't getting worse.
And here we are heading into this sort of age of austerity, right, with more government cuts and the debt ceiling debate that sort of focused in on that. What happens to the food stamp program then?
Well, the food stamp program is not hit in this first round of cuts. Everybody understands that just about the last thing you would want to cut is food stamps because it's both good for the economy, particularly during downturns, and incredibly important to millions of desperately needy people.
Jim Weil, president of the Food Research and Action Center. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, August is one of those months when there's just not a lot going on at the office, right? A lot of people, especially outside the U.S., take the month off for their yearly vacations. But for the people left behind, when there's nothing to do, the website Gawker features some advice on how to look busy. Send well-timed emails at the beginning and at the end of the day so the boss knows you're working hard all day long. Walk around the office. Coworkers will think you're on a mission, going somewhere. And start typing, like maybe an email to your mother or updating your Facebook page, which I'm trying to do right now. I'm on the air. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you want to save a furniture store, you ought to get somebody who knows furniture, right?
Quite frankly, most of the investors couldn't tell you the difference between a sofa and a loveseat.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Furniture for the Future, and today's business news, the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's all next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.